draw.
Budgeted. This is just to
hire someone to help prepare the final document. Any questions? A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Bouillon.
Aye.
Borrego.
Aye.
Holloway.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nisan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Volo.
Aye.
Present DPHR.
Abstain.
Carried.
Next resolution authorizes the chief of police to execute a memorandum of understanding with the Hudson City School District. As we know, and we discussed last week, this is the Handover Care Initiative. And I'll explain what that was last week. Are there any more questions? Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Bouillon.
Aye.
Borrego.
Aye.
Holloway.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nisan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Volo.
Aye.
Present DPHR.
Abstain.
Carried.
Resolution authorizes the mayor to execute a contract addendum with the Laverge Group for the engineer to continue and complete grant-ready projects for the city through July 31st of 2019. Any questions? Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Bouillon.
Aye.
Borrego.
Aye.
Holloway.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nisan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Volo.
Aye.
Present DPHR.
Abstain.
Carried.
Next resolution is to compensate the Biddlestiff Family Circus $800 out of the events award amount. Any questions? Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Bouillon.
Aye.
Borrego.
Sorry, aye.
Holloway.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nisan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Volo.
Aye.
Present DPHR.
Abstain.
Carried.
I'm sorry, I know we already voted on it before, but I have a quick question. What plan did Laverge produce for the city before? Do we know?
I don't think we heard back from this year's CFA grants yet.
Okay, and we've just been losing a contract.
Yes. A resolution authorizing the mayor to obtain appraisals on real property owned by the city. This is, of course, to begin the process of figuring out what building we might put up for sale if we consider moving into John L. Edwards School. Any questions?
Yeah, just well. So the listing of the buildings, that's all the buildings, right? So City Hall, the exactly. Department, daycare.
Yes, I think the other two have already been determined. City courts and police have already been determined.
Okay.
Any other questions, Rich? Do you have a question? Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Bouillon.
Aye.
Borrego.
Aye.
Holloway.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nisan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Volo.
Aye.
Present DPHR.
Abstain.
Carried.
Now, the seventh resolution is to the money set aside as part of the 2008 budget process for a compensation committee to administer salary increases. This was introduced at our last meeting. Any discussion? Eileen?
How much more work does the committee have to do in order to have looked at and assessed all department heads as well as the part-time folks? As I recall from what I read last year before I was on the council, the disparity among the part-time workers And probably eventually there'll be some disparity, but it seemed to have just grown to be that way. And I'm wondering, I believe we probably have to transfer funds in order to affect these increases.
No, these are budgeted for this year.
Right, I think it's in the contingency account.
Oh, okay.
But Tracy, can you give us a sense of about, I think you're on the committee,
well,
no?
I'm on the committee.
Oh, you both, I'm sorry.
And the mayor also is here, who's on the committee, as well as all the department heads, the PE and department heads. And one decision also made was to raise all part-time workers to $15 an hour. Mm-hmm. However, that was not made, decided to do it retroactively this year. That could still be done. I don't know what the actual consequences would be, financially. We'd have to ask Kevin. But that is a possibility.
So for the part-time is 15, that's just a consideration. It's nothing.
No, we resolved to definitely do it in January.
Okay.
The question now would be, would we want to even do that retroactive to this year? Because these raises that we're talking about here are retroactive to this year.
If we pass it.
Yes, if we pass it. Correct.
So that has been, and I think it's
been... January, definitely.
Right. I find it useful at some point just to informally hear from the committee the department heads that didn't get a raise and what was the thinking and, just some of the processes there. Did you find that there was a process that would be useful year over year to look at?
Well, that's definitely the agenda of the committee to come up with that. And of course, there's some of it is pegged to the CSEA development, as you know from your experience as a treasurer. Certain department heads didn't ask for a raise. That's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
I agree with Alderman Holloran, but I think I think this council should give it some great consideration and maybe hold off on it because from what I've been hearing consistently, the youth department is never even considered. So maybe that department didn't ask because they're never considered. So they maybe felt like, well, they're not going to look at us to give us any raises. And I'm not taking away the work from the treasurer, the city clerk, or code enforcement. They all do a great job, but that's not considering all the departments. And also, it was in the budget, but what about next year? Does the taxpayers have to pay more because of these raises? This is all something that we need to consider because a lot of people are in a situation where they're being pushed out of their homes. So it's something for us to consider with the raises. It's a lot of money to consider for an agency, especially for three people. Because the department should definitely consider.
Well, that's the part-time raise to $15 an hour. It mainly affects the youth department. Because it's the bulk of part-time employees are in the youth department.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, as I said, the resolution of the compensation committee was to definitely do that for the 2019 budget. And we could, between now and the end of the year, decide to do that retroactively. Working on resolutions for that.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
So the $50,000 that was set aside that was approved from the prior council for this year, so we're spending approximately $25,000. The other $25,000
stays in the general fund. And that's what I'm saying, if you wanted to go retroactively.
So we could look at it, like there's an opportunity to talk about it, too, and everybody else is saying.
Yes, Heather, come up with a figure of what that means.
And I just want to say, even though it's an opportunity, but I would like to see that opportunity handled all at the same time rather than just we vote on these three tonight and consider the other ones. And then when they come around, with my experience, they always been pushed aside. Well, let's think about it next year. It's not enough money. It's not, and it's enough is enough. We need to help them. So I think it should be all on one paper with all who was going to get a raise rather than vote on just three and then look at the other ones. All of them should be on one sheet. It's 50,000. Break it down. The BEA, whether you want to have it a public meeting, as most people would like, or you have it privately, but, you know, consider everybody on one page.
Tom, what would that look like? So if the BEA looked at the part-timers for this year for the other $25,000, like how would that process work? Or
well, it's the compensation committee. It's more than just
the BEA. Okay, the compensation committee.
Proposal to engage in a feasibility study on the acquisition and use of the town of Edwards' city municipal offices. So this is really just the first stage of trying to look into whether we can improve things, as John Hollywood was. So I'll need an introduction and a second for the resolution. Kamal, a second. Calvin, roll call vote, please.
Alden Guyon.
Aye.
Borrega.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nissan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Lazar.
Aye.
Bolo.
Aye.
Present DiPietro. Carried.
Another piece of work is that this one authorized the mayor to issue a request for proposal for a pre-building study to determine making City Hall ADA compliant. Any conversation first?
There is no designated amount of how much it's going to be cost. Like, do we have any idea about that?
It's not been included.
I think what will happen is there'll be a request for proposal. Like we always do, we'll be looking for the lowest responsible bidder. So those bids will come in, they'll look at the scope of what's necessary, and then, we'll have the benefit of what those numbers actually are. It's my understanding that the feasibility study itself could be somewhat significant. I mean, the mayor can help, so that's my understanding. It may be somewhere between 30 to 40.
Absolutely, but that's a guess. And we will give proposals, just like the past resolution you voted for, feasibility study for moving into John L. Edwards. It's a guess on how much that's going to be, too. But I think these are two important steps for the city of Hudson to educate itself, to know what we're dealing with, so we can intelligently make decisions where our future will be.
The feasibility study to make City Hall ADA compliant, has this ever done before?
I don't know.
Is that why?
Has that ever done before?
Not to my knowledge. I know that there have been people who have come in and given ideas, what I've been told, following up with past mayors, but there's never been a study done. It's been more of a casual conversation.
Any questions about that? Yes,
sir. Mr. Mayor, with the feasibility study, is it just for access, but also for the bathrooms and everything to make
it? It will be everything.
ADA compliant, I assume, means the entire, as defined by the standard of ADA compliance, not just access. Yes, sir.
And just to restate, this is, we're authorizing the RFP to go out there for us to find out what the cost would be. There's no cost associated with us.
Any more comment? Got an introduction in a second. Rob? Devon? Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alden Guyon.
Aye.
Borrega.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Lewis. I'm sorry, Nissan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sorrow.
Aye.
Bolo.
Aye.
Present DiPietro.
Abstain.
Carried.
Okay, the next one is authorizing transfer of funds within the public works cemetery water and sewer accounts. Questions? I do have a statement from Ron Perry on how this all came about. If you're interested. Okay. As the resolution generally explains, we had a contingency of $55,000 on a $465,000 project, or 8%. We encountered issues not uncommon with projects like this that required change orders. There was a water main in the way that had to be relocated. A line we believed to, storm line actually had a sewage connection. Twice it was only because that was a storm line. We had a sewage connection, which we had to divert to a sewer main. The catastrophic water main failure that depressurized the whole system, as we all recall, Also, WSDOT had tons of construction material that had to be replaced. We expanded the amount of paved street, and there were material overages. The contingency covered all the additional expenses, but it would not cover the National Grid bill. So there, that's an explanation for... I read that for the wrong resolution. Skip. For the sake of... That was the next question for Resolution 16. Which is... So let's just skip to that. Spit it up quite a bit in this. So this is a resolution authorizing the transfer of funds to cover unforeseen National Grid utility relocation costs.
So we're going to skip to that?
Yes, please. Any further questions about it?
Aye.
Rodriguez.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Sarar?
Aye.
Solo?
Aye.
Absentee Pedro?
Abstain. Resolution number 14 is also a transfer of funds in the youth department from their donation materials and supplies concession. An introduction and a second, please. Tiffany. And Devon. A late call vote, please.
Alderman Julian?
Aye.
Borrego?
Aye.
Halloran?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Nizan?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Sarar?
Aye.
Solo?
Aye.
Absentee Pedro?
Abstain. Resolution number 15 accepts donations to the Hudson Youth Department and authorizes a budget transfer. I have a question about this, Nick. Does this mean the community dinners are no longer?
No, it does not mean that they are no longer. We'll still be doing the community dinners. We're just adjusting the way that we fund them.
Okay. Yep.
But every Tuesday at 5:30, anybody in the community is welcome.
And you can always
delicious food.
Always going.
And have an introduction and a second. Tiffany, roll call vote, please.
Alderman Julian?
Aye.
Borrego?
Aye.
Halloran?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Nizan?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Sarar?
Aye.
Solo?
Aye.
Absentee Pedro?
Abstain.
Carried.
Okay, we have two vocal laws that we're going to vote on tonight. First one, as you know, is to conform to recent changes in New York State law on the Energy and Work Financing Program, which I believe Rich has handled. So now, has there more to be said? Do we have any questions? Can I have a motion, introduction in a second? John and Rich, a roll call vote, please.
Alderman Julian?
Aye.
Borrego? Halloran?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Nizan?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Sarar?
Aye.
Solo?
Aye.
Absentee Pedro?
Abstain. And next, at long last, our vacancy local law, proposed local law number 7, 13. Any further discussion? This has gone through a lot of vetting and rewriting to everyone's pre-approval. Do I have an introduction? A second? Rich? Tiffany? A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Julian?
Aye.
Borrego?
Aye.
Halloran?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Nizan?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Sarar?
Aye.
Solo?
Aye.
Absentee Pedro?
Abstain. But congratulations to all who worked on that, crafting that new law. Any new business that the council members would like to raise?
Just a question, not necessarily new business right now, but process-wise, and maybe this is for you, where are we as a council? When will the whole Coral Road and what's going on and isn't going on? It seems as though the last I can recall, the planning committee, on the advice of council, said let the council determine where the boundaries are of that. If I remember that, if I don't remember it correctly, you'll see why I'm asking the question. But where are we with that whole issue, and when and how will it come to us, or is it?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of different moving parts. So, you know, there was a determination made by the Zoning Board of Appeals with regard to an interpretation of the code. So they made that interpretation. That was their finding. You know, that was kind of the end of their kind of deliberation on the issue regarding that. You know, certainly the council is always free to look at the zoning code and look at the definitions of zoning districts and consider where there may need to be changes brought. So you have the ability to do that. So that's one. With regard to any sort of work or activity that's occurred on the Hall Road, that is something that Craig Hayden looked at, is my understanding.
enforcement officer's role in interpretation is to clarify going forward, because it seems, you read it one way, it seems that any action there requires not his interpretation, but his immediate alerting of the planning board that activity is occurring. So I think it could behoove us to clarify what exactly that means in CRB or resolution to say any further activity, instead of taking upon himself as his role as the code enforcement officer. Perhaps it might be worth it for us to clarify.
I think maybe that will fall under your purview on the waiver committee to come up with some kind of resolution. I'd like to make a small statement. As you know, we're starting the BEA, the budget process. I'm your representative as a city council. I'm a committee of three, the mayor, myself, and the treasurer. In the past, as you know, it's always been said that we can't add when it comes to the council, and that's true. By the time the final bill, final budget comes, we can't add anything, we can only subtract. The point is, we could add anything we'd like right now. And now, more than ever, this budget process is open. All meetings are being listed. If you have a special interest, let's say you're interested in the youth committee, the day the youth will be making their presentation, you can be there. Now, whether you'll be able to participate is an open question. More importantly, if you tell me what you would like to see, I can speak for you in that process. That's how it's got to work. Otherwise, you know, it can't be just an open discussion there at every meeting. And it doesn't have to be by open meeting rules. Fortunately, we got a ruling from Andy that the BEA does, in fact, have to follow open meeting rules. So this is a sea change, really, for the city of Hudson, that this process will be in the open. Just that. So if you want to email me special concerns, or tell me your special concerns, or to show up at the meeting that and let me know what it is you want to see in that budget. Because we can, in effect, add to the budget, but we have to do it now. We can't do it when the budget is presented to us in November.
We can just reject it.
We can only reject it or take away. Yes, but workshop, all those workshops are on the calendar with the subject matter, so you'll know. But, you know, there's a possibility you will not be able to speak as individual members, so if you let me know ahead of time what it is you want to see, I'll make sure it's represented. Because that's the point of my presence on that board, as one of the three groups representing three parts of the local
government. Tom, I think that's what we found out at the meeting. So Heather has loaded most of the requests onto OpenGov. So for those that have been on OpenGov, the information is out there now, so you can see what departments are requesting them on. So were you able to come to the OpenGov last month? You
didn't.
It is there. So for anybody in the public, OpenGov's got that information there. So
and if it's not broken down. As finally as you'd like to see it, also let me know that. Because I know, for example, that in past budgets, you'll see that personal service line. And what does it mean? It's a catch-all for so many different things. We need to break these things down so that we all understand exactly what's being paid for what. John?
Since part of the business, just to report that I had a fairly positive meeting with the planning board last week discussing local law number 5 and its progress. Once they present their full recommendation to the council, it seems rather positive. I think there's some interesting things that could be done in terms of perhaps asks for the local law.
Local law number 5.
Okay. That would involve some of the talk about smart code reform zoning, perhaps being used as a role model here in this, for lack of a better word. And then that brings me to the further point that for the next meeting, the legal will work on a resolution to develop a planning and zoning task force that we could come out of the council to drive the strong way that the planning and zoning direction going forward is the comprehensive plan that else we've been talking about. So that might take a positive step forward with that. We'll work on a resolution this month.
Okay, thank you.
First one being the Friends of Oakdale and the HVI will be holding a community workshop on October 13th to talk about the redesign of Oakdale. So they want
to attend. I want everyone from the council to definitely attend. This is something that's full of transparency, so we would like to see something happen at Oakdale, or if you ever had a passion of bringing some kind of energy to the city, I would definitely attend this workshop. The second thing being that for you being our representative, Tom, I hope you take into consideration with the youth center that there's a lot of work that needs to be done, and I'm not just saying the building, but with programming and with things that go wrong. And I want to budget for a future emergency so that when the furnace breaks or something happens, like we're not coming back to the council and our kids have to wait 2-3 months in a freezing cold youth center for something. So I want to take that into consideration. If we can find money for everything else, we have to invest into our youth.
Well, could you send that to us?
Yes, I can. I got a few copies up here that I can send around. You can also reach out to Tamar Adler, who's spearheading the Friends of Oakdale. And I feel like this has to be said as well, but there's a lot of progress that has taken place at the youth center. Their staff, and they do a really hard job that they have to do. This is all like social things that they have to deal with every day. And they don't get enough credit for that. I want to also give a shout out to Peter Frank and the Friends of who are also doing an amazing job in bringing forth program. We had a really great summer, and you don't really hear that being highlighted. And if that was any of the other departments, that it would clearly be talked about, and everybody would be clapping. That's all.
Thank you.
When is that day again?
October 13th, here at the library from 3 to 6. And there's child care, food, and refreshments provided.
I'm going to ask for a request, being that we all have children in our wards. Can we send the parents to you to call the youth department? I see there's transportation now for the kids. Maybe we can get some transportation that night so we can hear from the parents and get some of their input as well.
I can ask. I mean, I don't know.
So we can do that. This track can definitely put it up.
Tom, could I just tell on that just for a second? Yes. I'd also like to say, you know, hats off to Peter and the Friends of Hudson Youth. Last weekend was the kickoff for the soccer league. It was absolutely phenomenal. There were over 100 kids there, at least one or two adults per kid, so there were like 300 kids on the field, and they were really good games from the peewees all the way up to those that are knocking each other down on the field. It was really good. 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, every Saturday, Greenport. What's it called? Greenport Field?
Town Park.
You know, please come every weekend. It's absolutely, it's a blast. So, thank you all.
What team should we root for, Rob?
I don't know. No comment. I abstain.
In case you don't know, Rob's business is a sponsor of one of the teams. So, thank you, Alvin Bouchon. Any other council member comments?
I just want to invite everyone on the 22nd, this Saturday, at this library for SBK's 6th anniversary event. So please show up and come and enjoy. We have some special treats that evening, so please come and enjoy with us.
Thank you. Have everybody had their say? Peter Frank, much to discuss, Peter Frank.
Wanted to follow up on Tiffany's comment about parents. There is going to be child care available for that event.
Is available.
Child care is being made available for that
event. At the site?
It's here. Right?
Yeah.
It's here.
The workshop is here, and I think it's in the afternoon, and child care is available. Mm-hmm. So it is family friendly.
We need that.
Anybody else in the public other than the mayor have something to say? Reverend Cross?
I was here before. I'm looking for crosswalks for 3rd Street, corner 3rd State. It's really dangerous there. We need some help for our pedestrians. They're coming around that corner. It's really rough. Thank you.
I mean, if I may, it's on the agenda for tomorrow night's meeting, and we'll keep it in old business till it gets done. Second and state.
Don't run out of paint.
You do what we can.
Okay.
Second and state and third and state.
Thank you.
Yep. And we'll just keep it right there. Maybe we'll make the font bigger if it sits too long.
Mayor, would you have anything?
Yes, I would also like to acknowledge, as far as the youth department, Kamal's involvement, and I think he's made a nice change with the committee and looking at the youth, not only just the youth department, the building, but youth in general, the city of Hudson. And secondly, as far as ADA, many of you know, but this week, the city of Hudson and Gallup Foundation are putting four handicap parking spaces around the library, and that will start Thursday of this week.
Anyone else in the public? Yes, you want to identify yourself, please?
Bill Houston, City of Hudson. I'm just curious, is the council going to ultimately take up the issue of improved sidewalks around town?
Yes.
And so does it have to be passed as a law? Is that the process?
Well, there's a couple things going on. First of all, everything in the GRI district is automatically covered by the sidewalks there will be taken care of through the DRA process. Now, how the rest of the city is taken care of, maybe we can piggyback from that experience and figure out how to fund the rest of the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Yes, sure.
We brought this up at the housing and transportation meeting last week, I believe. There was a lady from Providence Hall who brought up the issue of the sidewalks and how it's difficult to be in a wheelchair on sidewalks.
Yep.
So I had a brief discussion with our city attorney, and we're working on, so the advice of the attorney is to analyze which streets have the most damage, which ones have the limited cut corners, so we can get a map of it, on who else is going to work on that. But those are the steps that we're taking thus far. So the issue is not on the back burner. We are discussing it. And you're more than welcome to come to our next housing and transportation meeting if you want to work with us on analyzing these streets. Please do. And we talked about also going to the businesses first before the property owners and looking into grants to possibly help property owners with their sidewalks.
So do we know when the council is going to start taking up the issue? Do we have any idea?
We are. I understand.
So for their discussion about it tonight?
What's to be discussed?
I don't know. I read
it out. It has to come from the committee. Once the committee, full committee, makes a vote and decision on what to bring forward to the council, that's when it will come to the council. But right now, the Housing and Transportation Committee is working on
it. So the council isn't taking it up right now. Is that correct?
Part of the council is on the committee, yes.
Okay. I would suggest, I've done a little research about this myself, that I don't know who's involved, but you go to the City of Rochester, Syracuse website, and they have a whole process of improving the sidewalks in the town. This, I think, is the way to go.
The City of Syracuse?
Yeah.
I know we've been talking to some people out of Troy as well. Thank you.
Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Yeah. Aye.
Aye. Are you opposed?
And that concludes our broadcast.